Hey everyone, it's Kid Fury here to remind you about our sponsor, Hulu Plus. Make sure that you go over to HuluPlus.com/TheRead and take advantage of the extended free trial. Watch all of your favorite shows the day after they air and tons of other retro shows that you haven't seen in a long, long time. Go get your life. You're going to love it. HuluPlus.com/TheRead. So let's start the show.
Hey everybody.
We're back. Episode whatever.
Yep. It just doesn't even, who cares?
Whatever. It doesn't even fucking matter. I'm Kid Fury.
I'm Jada Pinkett Smith.
And this is The Read.
What is wrong with you, Kid Fury?
I don't know what you're talking about. So.
Okay.
We have a guest.
We do.
Woo.
So much fun that we had to bring her back.
Hi.
It's Francesca, aka Cheska Lee.
Hey, guys.
Thank you so much for coming back on the show.
Thank you guys for having me back. It's great to be here.
This has been kind of like a thing in the making. I don't know. We were like a hot ass mess in terms of like coordinating things and getting people on the show.
Yeah.
I feel like a million and one things have happened since I was last here in all of our lives. So I'm it's not that surprising to me.
Right. It feels like it was a year ago and it was really just like a couple months maybe.
It feels like you guys have been doing this show for like years. Right?
I'm not entirely sure if that's good or bad, but it kind of does feel like we've been at it for a while.
No, I think that's a really good thing. It means that you guys feel familiar and you're something that like we look forward to and we don't want to have out of our lives.
Like so. Hugs.
Yes, like hugs.
We feel like hugs.
Okay.
That's your new slogan. Put that on a mug, somebody.
All right. So this week, I don't even think that we have talked about anybody who was on the list of pop culture shit, like on the show ever.
Really?
Yes.
Didn't you say it was like a slow week?
Yeah, I had to do scraping at the bottom of the fucking entertainment news barrel to get like three stories.
Are we getting like Y-list celebrities this week? I'm kind of excited now.
Well, we're going to start with DMX.
Okay.
Yeah.
That, yeah. All right. Yeah. Well, okay.
So DMX owes $1.24 million in child support.
You are the only one surprised.
Yeah, because I'm not.
I don't follow him enough to know. I mean, I know he's like a mess and he's been really bad. But
yeah, did you see him on Eon La Fix My Life?
No, but I heard you guys talk about it.
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
Well, he claims that he has about maybe $50,000 to his name. He owes $1.24 million. And then he's also like, I think $10 million in debt in other places. I don't know. Like altogether, he owes a pretty fucking penny.
How do you even get to $11+ million in debt? Like, how does your line of credit even go that far?
I don't.
I think a lot of people.
What are you paying on?
These people just become so wealthy and they just start spending so irresponsibly on credit because they just think their money's never going to run out. And
maybe some of them are like loan sharks and prostitutes and Swizz Beatz.
Okay, you know what?
Which could kind of all roll up into one.
How many kids is this $1.24 million even for? That's got to be at least 10. A football team worth of niggas. Wow. Wow.
He has 10 kids. Four of them are with his wife, Tashira. His estranged wife, who he's been with for 11 years. But he also has admitted to sleeping around and having children with other women. And it's just like, okay, so throughout your marriage.
Lord.
Throughout the 11 years that you are married, you have 10 kids. Four of them are with your wife. That means you have six kids.
The majority of your children.
The majority of your children that you had during your marriage are not with your wife.
Wow. I feel like this was just like a math lesson. I feel like, DMX, you need to start thinking creatively about how you can fix this issue. I think one way is maybe do some like TV appearances. You could do Sesame Street. How many children
that
did DMX have out of wedlock could be.
This is a question about fractions.
Absolutely. I mean, how many, if there's this much money that has to go around, how do we divvy it up? I mean, I'm just thinking, make this into a show, DMX.
Yes.
Well,
DMX gets a job. We could see him do a bunch of different side jobs to try and make money for these children. I mean, he has to get a check somehow, right?
It's never going to happen. He filed bankruptcy, of course.
Of course.
Which, and then,
I'm sorry. Who knew you could file bankruptcy to get out of child support?
Well, I mean, when you owe over $1 million just to.
You can't file bankruptcy to get out of student loans?
He's not getting out of anything.
Oh.
So then they're just going to have to, I mean, I don't understand what the course of action is. If you don't have the money, do they just put you in jail? Can you go to jail for child support?
I think you either will go to jail or the government will just find a way to get it from you somehow.
I know they snatch your passport.
I'm getting to that. I've told this story a million times, but when I used to work for H&R Block's customer service, we used to have people call all the time asking where their money was.
Oh, and you would just take it.
And we would have to like go to like look up this code because that like the IRS always creates this code that like applies to whatever status it is when it comes to your money. And we would look it up and there was a specific code for people who owed child support. And the government took it.
Well, damn.
So there were a few times where this nigga would call and be like, oh, my money yet. I'm trying to get the new Yeezy. I want the new Jordan or whatever.
Or that white t-shirt for $120.
Right. And then we would have to look it up. I was like, oh, well, unfortunately for you, right, that money is now in your baby mama's pocket because you just decided that you weren't going to take care of your goddamn kids. So Uncle Sam had to do it for you.
But this is the thing. I think that's totally responsible. And I think that's exactly what should happen. But like however many percent of nothing is still nothing. Like, I don't think DMX has any money coming in.
He doesn't. So and then the thing is, his people are complaining because like you just said, after you owe more than $2,500 in back child support, they take your passport from you. So now he's trying to say, or his people are trying to say, that he can't go on tour.
No one's asking him to go anywhere.
Thank you.
No one is asking him to perform anywhere.
Your main concern is to get this nigga off crack. That is the very first thing that you need to be worried about.
Let's prioritize.
Iyanla was over here, like, he was on that damn show with his motherfucking whoever in that studio trying to make it seem like he was on Iyanla because he needed to fix his hoish ways. Like, I'm just addicted to women. No, sir, no. You're addicted to crack cocaine.
Yeah.
That is the first thing that you need to be worried about. And then all the other loopy bullshit that goes on in your mind. And then you need to figure out how to get these ducats so your kids can have their Easy Mac, bitch. We don't have time for your shenanigans. No, but like, if you need to go stand in front of Duane Reade and perform what these bitches want from a nigga or whatever. Yeah. Like, you need to figure it out. The Rough Riders anthem, I don't give a fuck. But girl, your kids need their macaroni and cheese.
You don't need a passport to go around these 50 nifty United States. So what I suggest,
you can perform in Jersey.
Call the swap meets.
Every
call the Publix.
Night.
Oh,
call the Walmart. I'm saying you can make plenty of money right here in America.
You can perform at the Brooklyn Flea literally every weekend.
If Keisha Cole can perform in a Walmart parking lot, then DMX can too, damn it.
Hold on. That is something that happened.
Yeah, that's a real thing.
I completely forgot about it. So I'll just throw that in there. DMX, girl, we've been trying to pray for your black ass for the longest time. You'll figure it out.
I can excuse a lot of like debts that people don't pay, but child support is not one of them. So
Keisha Cole, and I actually just remember this now that you brought it up. So the story might be a little bit sketchy.
Okay. But
Daniel Booby Gibson.
Who?
That's like his nickname, Booby.
I think that's her husband.
Yeah, it's her husband.
God, this shows you how little I think about Keisha Cole. I don't know any of this.
I don't blame you.
Yeah, no, it's okay.
The two of them were at the Essence Music Festival that Beyonce was headlining. So.
Already your face.
Keisha's husband turned himself into the authorities on battery charges because he got into a fight at the festival. And he says it's because someone said something disrespectful to his wife. Now, I can't help. There's nothing else to this story. Like,
you
nothing else has come out.
Who it was.
But I know that it was a Beyonce stand.
You know
I
it was.
I know that it was. You can't tell me otherwise. I know you were at the Essence Music Festival. Thousands of people are there to see Beyonce.
Right.
Stans are there to see Mrs. Carter.
Yeah.
Keisha Cole decided to bring her black ass there and be cute. You mean, like, I know it was a Beyonce stan.
I know
stan.
A Beyonce stan was like, bitch.
That's a punchline.
What the fuck is your ass doing here?
That's a punchline waiting to happen. It really Keisha Cole at a Beyonce concert?
Right.
I mean, the joke writes itself pretty
like,
much.
That is amazing. So I just want to know which one of you young Philly dumbass Beyonce stans said something slick to that bitch and then got, you know, clocked.
And did you tape it? Because if so, send it to us.
I need to have
so
the
that
footage.
We can put it on the website and we can be your friend. I know. Yeah, no. It was absolutely a Beyonce stan. I just want to know what was
there's
it.
There's literally no other, like, no other explanation.
God,
I'm surprised
so
she even went.
I'm surprised it wasn't captured on Twitter. I would have imagined that someone would have taken a picture of her and tweeted about it.
That's true.
And made it into like a huge thing.
Hmm.
There's, I don't know. There has to be receipts somewhere on this.
The Beehive drug her ball, you know, after that whole fiasco after the Super Bowl and all that. So it could just be that nobody really gives a shit anymore.
Did you see that video of her performing Grown Woman and that they're alleging, like, they're saying Keisha was in the front row. And when Beyonce was performing Grown Woman, she saw her and was like, bitch, I'm grown. And made.
Yes!
And she looked at her this way and walked off like, bitch, don't you ever in your life try.
Whoa.
Like, I don't know if that's true.
You know what? I wouldn't put it past Beyonce, though.
I wouldn't put it past her either. But I don't know if it's true. I just think that it's funny.
I love it. That's why she's the queen of my life, for shit like that.
Ugh. And she's right around the corner. Like, 3 days away.
You guys are so excited about this concert coming up,
I cannot
up, right?
wait. Because Revel's kind of fuzzy for me, which I have discussed on previous episodes. So this is my second Beyonce concert, and I'm just like, I'm just dying, because I know a lot of people have said that it's kind of like Revel 2.0 and it's just like jazzier and more fun, and but I don't know. I don't know what to expect. I'm just really, really like, I didn't get super excited till today, because I bought the tickets back in February. So I've been waiting a long time for this show.
Right.
So now it's kicking in like, oh my God, I'm going to see Beyonce on Saturday.
And she's literally like,
you guys are breathing the same air,
I know,
like, right now.
She's the only thing at this point that can get me to go to Brooklyn, because it has to be like a Knoll sister. And it's no shade to Brooklyn, because I love Brooklyn and tons of my family live in Brooklyn. It's too fucking far.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm not doing it again. I almost had a fucking conniption when I went to go see Solange.
But it was worth it.
It was worth
going
it.
To Brooklyn for that Solange show. It was
but fun. I was livid. And when I got off that train and I said, I'm not going back, I'm not going back. I'm going to see Beyonce, and I'm not going back to Brooklyn for the rest of this year.
Okay.
Well, some of us were really upset because we didn't get to go at all.
Well, that was more Vitamin Water's fault.
Yeah, shade to them on that one. Yeah, Brooklyn is really, really far away, and the trains to get down there are ridiculous. Something's always wrong or going slow.
You know, it's not even
falls
Brooklyn.
On the track. Something happens.
It's MTA.
It's MTA.
It's just
forever
it's a
fuck MTA.
Look at we are being so New York right now. Nobody outside the city knows what the hell we're talking about.
I don't even have beef with Brooklyn. I live for Brooklyn. It's the fucking trains. That's what it is. I don't. And
you're
that
still
one
not going.
That wants to go every. I'm not going unless somebody's driving me.
Okay.
So there's that.
I'm anyway. Sure somebody will drive you.
So DJ Khaled.
Who?
I have no idea.
Dead ass on everything. I thought you was about to say DJ Caillou. Who the Oh, DJ Khaled. We the best. Okay.
Who
sorry.
Who the fuck is DJ Caillou?
Caillou is not a DJ. He's a little white kid who has his own show on like Nick Jr. or Disney Jr. or something like that. Caillou, I told you about Caillou, the bald headed little boy with a, he talked back, he bad.
I have
what?
No idea.
Oh my God, y'all need to get around some kids.
Is this what your nephew watches?
Yes, this is what every child watches.
I've literally never heard of that.
Okay, anyway, DJ Khaled.
DJ Khaled made this huge bullshit ass stink. Because he like, he proposed to Nicki Minaj, basically. He did some video.
Oh, I think I saw this.
He did a video and he pulled out this huge gaudy ring that only he would have and like proclaimed his love, if I use the right word.
Wait, he was being serious when he did this? Like
what he wanted everyone to think, that he was being serious and that he was like in love with Nicki Minaj and he wanted to marry her and he was proposing. And
what?
So everyone was like, okay,
who would believe
what is
it?
Going on?
And even if
but the thing is, a lot of people are just dumb. And you want to know why? Because it's fucking Young Money fans. That's why. Because all of these, like, first of all, the only people who really gave a fuck about this damn proposal were Nicki Minaj stans. And the only ones who really seemed to believe it or even take it serious were the young ones. So, like, first of all, if anybody knows anything about Nicki Minaj, they know that she is with Safari, the nigga who's always with her. And girl, they're married. Like, they've been married forever.
Oh.
So Khaled is already signed to Cash Money or one of the, like, they're on the same label. They're label mates. So it's not like this nigga does not know. Even if he didn't know that they married, he already know that this, like, she has a man.
Right.
The whole thing was a publicity stunt because he has an album coming out.
I was wondering.
And he has like his new single that just came out and she's on it. And so it was just really goofy and greasy and made me think of like,
that's so desperate.
That is so dumb on every level, because even if it was serious, like even if he really did think that he was going to propose to her via video, that is so tacky. I'm so sick of everyone making their like relationship, like take this thing to the next level, like this big dramatic production. Like, why do you need to propose to someone over the internet or have like a flash mob and like a costume changes and like a band is there? And
I mean, I understand.
Like I think some of that is fun.
And you like jump out of a plane. No, I think that that is so self-involved. Like, aww. If you really
in a proposal,
if you're proposing to somebody, it should be about the person and absolutely do all the fireworks. But like having to capture it on video to then show to the entire internet, like this is going to go viral. Like, oh, we're so in love. Don't you wish you had what we have? Our relationship is so special. It's just like, it's like doing a production for everyone else. So if I saw that and he really was proposing to her, I would think that he was a complete asshole. I would be like, what a douchebag. I would say no to someone that proposed to me over video.
Wow.
Like, don't put all my business in on the internet, you know?
Right.
Propose
I understand.
At home or whatever,
yeah,
you know?
I see what you're saying as far as the video cameras and stuff are concerned. I just like I think if anyone was ever to propose to me, I would like a big, ridiculous production. It just doesn't have to be on the internet.
Yeah, go
don't
as...
ever propose to me.
What?
Oh, okay.
Like,
what, you just gonna look up and be like, what
like,
up, nigga,
if
you wanna
I ever
do it?
Get to like, the point yeah, where nigga. That is what I want in life, do it at home. Don't do it in front of anyone.
But
don't,
then, like, but I don't now want, we wanna see you blush.
I don't give a fuck what y'all want. I don't care. Do not do it in front of people. Don't take me to fucking Olive Garden. Don't take me to fucking whatever restaurant I like. Cause bitch, I don't wanna do, I love Olive Garden.
I know, I just don't. Okay.
Don't take me out in front of people.
I don't know. You say like, that. You say that. But in the moment, speaking as someone that's getting married, in the moment, you will like love it. You'll be like crying. You'll be like, oh my God. Oh my God. It's happening.
Because I will be embarrassed and I will be disgusted that you did. Like, I don't do. Listen,
you'll
nigga,
like,
don't ever fucking do it.
Your friends want to see you look embarrassed.
I don't. No, what?
It's
no.
Fun.
Why are you taking out a ring, bro?
How is all of my friends watching me be embarrassed fun for me?
I think you would get over it as your
no.
friend.
You wouldn't be embarrassed. You'd be like overcome with like love and like you'll be like, ooh, I want to do it now. Like you'll be so excited.
It'll be just like that.
Look, I'll come home and you can just be like, yo, do you want to? And I'll be like, sure.
Okay.
I don't need a whole big fucking production where you have like this fucking Ferris wheel lit up with my face on the side of it and fire coming out the sides and Beyonce comes and actually, if you're going to have Beyonce come.
Oh, see, okay. Now it's okay. If there was like a Beyonce flash mob and then you joined it and you were doing the grown woman choreography and then
no.
Beyonce came out of nowhere and started doing it behind you like in that one video and then you turned around and you saw her face.
But see, that's different.
Oh, see, no, then it's okay. Then
because
it's a
that
big...
makes that you
that
know,
sounds awesome.
It makes it all worth it. I'll be embarrassed if I get to actually if Beyonce is a part of this proposal, then I don't give a fuck what else.
I think the person that proposes to you is gonna go like so above and beyond. Like that just tells you you don't even
nobody
know.
Nobody even likes me, so
you don't
no
know
one
that?
Is going to be.
That's not even true. We get a lot of emails from confused bottoms into ask3@gmail.com who are very interested in dating.
Okay. So the next story.
Oh my God, that's really too much.
So
I'm not lying.
Simon Cowell's having a baby.
What? How did that happen?
Listen, your guess is as good as mine.
Science be going too damn far.
So he got this woman pregnant by the name of Lauren Silverman. And she's a quote-unquote New York socialite.
Simon Cowell is heterosexual?
Your guess is as good as mine.
Apparently.
I said when I read this, I just can't, it's not even that I feel like he's gay. I just can't see him having sex with a woman.
Oh, I don't want to see him
like, I just
do
felt
anything.
Like,
I thought he came out. What? That man is straight?
I felt like there was just like leather down there. Like there was like no
it's kind of like a Ken doll.
Like, just, whatever. But the gag is... Lauren Silverman is actually married to a man named Andrew Silverman, who's a real estate mogul, who's also close friends with Simon. So basically, he got his friend's wife pregnant.
Wow. That is fucked up.
Wait, do we have confirmation that
yes.
Simon really is
this
the
is
dad
some
of this
yeah.
Movie?
Wow.
Wow.
And so...
This is some Maury shit.
Like, the married couple have been, like, separated for a while and in the process of divorce. And they say, like, as the marriage was deteriorating, that Lauren and Simon became close.
But of all the hoes you could have fucked, you decided to fuck your friend's wife.
And get her pregnant.
Like, girl.
Funny what? Thing is, in 2009, he said that he didn't want to have any kids. Because he was like, this is a quote. If I had them here drawing on the walls, I'd go nuts. And I completely understand.
Having Simon as your dad would suck so much. He would just criticize everything
this
that you do.
This poor baby.
Literally everything. He would be like, you can't sit in that room or this room or that room. Like, he would have to, like, build the baby its own house. Just because he doesn't want the child touching any of his shit. Like, you know, but then last year he said that, you know, he's more interested in having kids. And
I bet.
Yeah.
Because he was putting the moves on his friend's girl. That's fucked up.
Congratulations.
This poor baby born into a fucked up Kim Kardashian ass situation. Like, damn.
I don't think it's that bad.
It's pretty. It's very similar.
That child will never want for anything in its life and will have more money than anyone I know. So, I mean, it'll have some fucked up parents, but it'll be taken care of.
Yay.
But what
they can pay
star
for
childhood, child,
but you're rich.
What white star child in Hollywood does not have, like, fucked up parents?
Absolutely.
I mean, even the black ones now. Look at the fucking Smith family. They're starting to become a mess.
Those
no shade.
Children.
I love,
will someone let those children go
I
to
just
school?
Said that I was Jada Pinkett Smith, motherfucker.
Girl, I don't give a fuck who you are this week. I love Will, and I stand for Jada. I love both. I love the whole fucking family. But, I mean, look.
Those kids need to be kids. They're awful.
Why the fucking, like, look, you see Kanye over here attacking paparazzi, losing his damn mind, making this fucking Daft Punk Marilyn Manson ass music, and you still want your child to go on dates with the pretty Kardashian? Is it the pretty one that he's dating?
No.
I don't know.
It's the youngest one?
They look the same.
No, they don't.
They do look the same to
That's
me.
That's a lie. That's a lie.
Whoa, I didn't know you were going to get so offended.
No, I'm sorry. Kendall is stadiums prettier than Kylie. I mean, goddamn. Like,
wait,
it's
Kylie's
even
the youngest
yes.
one?
Yes. Kylie is
I
the
girl,
plain.
When
they
I tell you they both look the same to me.
Shit, me.
I anyway. Mean, they just all blend together to me.
What were we talking about?
He's letting
Simon Cowell. Congratulations, I guess.
I don't know. I suppose so.
I was not really that happy, but okay.
Good luck. So, JoJo is suing her record label.
I love her.
No, she needs, this needs to happen.
Yeah, it does.
Because
she
it's
wants,
a long.
She needs to put music out. I feel so bad for her.
Well, she's been in this fucked up ass label
contract.
Situation for the longest time. So, she's suing now the Family Records, which should have been your first red flag. Duh, Family Records. And Blackground. Which is also...
That's a name you ain't heard in a while.
Right, but they're also famous for some bullshit these days, too. But she's suing them because she's saying under New York state law, minors cannot sign a contract that lasts more than 7 years. She signed her contract when she was 12. Her parents signed that contract when she was 12. She's 22 now.
This is what happens when your kids get in the business. You get freaking screwed.
Yeah, especially when your parents don't know what they're doing.
Like, Raven's parents need to start... Like
a class.
Mary Kate and Ashley's parents need to start a class because those girls are set for the rest of their freaking life.
And have been since Full House.
Right.
With their own businesses and their own empire.
And their own little
those bitches are
TV
wealthy.
Movies and shit. I
and
used
they
to stand for them hoes.
And they have bed sheets and candy
all kind
and
of shit.
Nail polish.
Draws and every damn thing.
Lip
gloss. All kind of bullshit.
Everything. Just slap their names and faces on everything.
Listen,
everything
Raven
but food.
Was on one of the most successful black sitcoms of all time.
Yeah.
And put a rap CD out.
I remember that.
And then had like the most successful original show on Disney Channel.
And had upside down eyebrows and still is really successful and
not
beautiful.
No.
Yeah, her eyebrows are upside down. Who cares? She still is fucking beautiful.
She's
she
gorgeous.
Attacked Broadway.
She did.
She's like, yeah, and she never had her ass out on TV. You've never heard Raven caught up in no scandal except for when they said that she was pregnant by some gay boy, which
I've never seen
true.
Her nether regions coming out of some car.
You hardly
or
even see Raven's cleavage. Like, and she's always been, you know, top heavy.
Right.
And she keeps, like, Raven's parents need to start a workshop
for
these other parents out here trying to make their children into stars.
When those lesbian rumors came out, she got on Twitter and was like, my business has always been my business. Y'all have never been invited into it, so have yourselves a nice day. I said, that is it. That is it. Keep these niggas out your life.
Yeah, because everyone else is doing it wrong. Amanda Bynes, Lindsay Lohan, all of these
everybody
girls.
Else.
Literally everyone. It's, Vanessa Hudge. Everybody who was in that Spring Break.
And JoJo is so fucking talented. She's like, it's, so it is good. Criminal that she is get still. That's it.
You just, and me. Crystal just give me a face like, what are you singing?
That was it.
that's her only song, and it was so good.
That is not her only song.
Well, but now she's grown up, and she's a little sexier now, and she's got this song "Demonstrate," which is life upon life. She just needs to have someone who actually gives a fuck about putting this girl's album out, because she's really like out here trying to give you Tina Marie tease, and I'm ready for it.
Yeah, I like her. I like her her mixtape that she put out, A Gap or Agape. I don't know. A Gape, I guess.
Agave.
I think it's a gape. Who knows? Anyway, it's really good. A-G-A-P.
There's a gape in her, a gaping hole in her career.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
thank you for making
that connection. Good luck, JoJo.
And so our last story.
Okay.
Is about Dwayne Wade and his wife, Siobhan.
I think it's Siobhan.
No, the fuck it's not.
I think it is. I'm pretty sure that's
her
kind
mama
of like,
did not spell her name.
I think it's a ghetto like twist on the Irish spelling of Siobhan.
Siobhan that's spelled like
S-I-O-B-H-A-N. But this is like not even that. This is that
how
plus
is
some other letters.
It's like, I'm not even going to ruin your day. I really thought it was Siobhan.
I would put cash money on it being Siobhan. Dwayne Wade's name is spelled wrong too. So these niggas was a match made in heaven from the beginning. I don't know how this went wrong. I'm sorry, you can't say people's names are spelled wrong, but Dwayne Wade's name is
spelled
incorrectly. It just is.
It's spelled like a typo.
It's D-W-Y-A-N-E.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
That's really bad.
I really think it was a typo and they just said fuck it.
No, I think his mama wrote it down.
People are trying to be creative with these names.
Yeah.
I think
that was chosen and she just didn't know that it was spelled wrong. And they were like, ma'am.
Times in school, that boy probably had an English teacher who was like, are you, I think they
they misspelled your name. He's like, no.
No, that's it.
That's how
it are you sure? You remember on Charm School when Monique asked
she told her
Safari what her real name was?
Yes.
And she said Safari and Monique looked so confused.
She was like, no, but your
sure?
real name. Like the name you were born with, girl.
It's Safari. And Monique. And then she just like shook her head and was like, okay, girl.
Okay.
Go back over there.
Anyway.
So, like, I don't remember exactly how long ago, but Siobhan, I guess, was in the news because she was planting her black ass in the streets of Chicago saying that Dwayne was not taking care of her or the kids, or he wasn't providing financial, like, basically that he wasn't giving
her.
Yeah,
I think she was just sitting outside in Chicago like a crazy person, just yelling.
And someone was standing there with a sign that said NBA Miami Heat star, mother of his children on the street. And she was sitting there in like a fucking like Juicy Couture tracksuit or something.
Lord.
Like on the street with all this weave in her head. It's been crazy ever since they've been going through like their divorce and all that. And then like the custody battle for these kids. It's been really messy. And Dwayne's legal team has been trying to make it seem like she's crazy. She's been doing a good job of.
Maybe she is. Listen, that's what happened with Amanda Bynes. I was one of the people that thought she was crazy. Like something was actually wrong with her. And something might actually be wrong with this woman. If she's standing outside with a sign and
the
yelling.
Other side of it is that, you know, Dwayne Wade, they had a really messy custody battle and Dwayne won. And so people think, you know, maybe she snapped because her kids are gone and she's like going crazy
makes it
to try
worse
to get her
now,
kids back. But that doesn't really work.
What makes it worse now is that he has full custody of the kids, but the mother is supposed to be able to see the kids, or she's supposed to be able to get like visitation with the kids, I think 2 weeks every month or something like that in the summer.
Okay.
And so then Dwayne and his people tried to basically get that little privilege revoked, saying that she needed a psych evaluation first. So they went to the judge about that, and some judge in South Florida was like, girl, shut the fuck up. Like, let this woman see her baby.
Right.
You like, you know, the judge usually, in like, you have to be like an axe murderer for a judge to be like, you can never see these kids.
Right, exactly.
So.
What a mess.
It's like a hot ass mess, and Gabrielle Union sitting on the sideline with her fucking Miami Heat head on. Let me leave her alone.
Wait, I thought she was dating Dwight Howard.
What? Gabrielle Union is like damn near married Dwayne right now.
Really?
They've been together, yeah, really been together long
for a long time.
Does she know his name is spelled incorrectly?
Probably not.
Because that would deter me.
I worked for the Heat once, and I actually met, this is when Dwayne and Siobhan were like still married and together, and she was a nice lady.
Yeah.
And seemed like she had all her wits about her and all that kind of stuff. Girl, I don't know what the fuck
happened.
I mean,
happened. I bet if your husband leaves you for Gabrielle Union and then sues you for custody of your kids and it's this whole long battle and then you lose.
And then you ain't got no money.
I feel like, and you took him in when he didn't have nothing. And you took him in and y'all was staying at your parents' house. Like, you really built this nigga up. And then when he got on, he left you for another black girl. But still, like, it seems like it's been a series of fucked up events that happened to Siobhan Wade. And now she's all fucked up and lost it. But I don't really know. I have no idea what the deal is. Because I think somebody else said that she was getting like $45,000 a month in spousal support or some shit. I don't know.
Yeah, she was getting spousal support.
Because it seems like if you're getting that much money a month, you would just kind of get over breaking up. Like, I mean, breaking up sucks, but breaking up and not getting no money out of it is even worse.
That's why I think something must be wrong with her. Because it sounds like, how old is she? Do you know?
I have no clue.
Probably in her mid-30s like they are.
Because, you know, there's certain times in your life where, like, you know, mental illness can really present itself. So that's the only reason I ask.
I don't know. Good luck to her, though. That's, I mean, sitting outside in Chicago, like, just screaming, that's not a good look regardless.
Yeah, that's not a good idea.
That didn't paint you in the best of lights. So I don't know, girl.
I hope Gabrielle's not the one sitting on the sidelines playing, like,
with a voodoo doll or something.
The best course of action for the new woman in these situations is to sit the fuck down somewhere.
And shut your black ass
up. Do not get involved talking about somebody else's. Like, I think that was Trayvon.
She doesn't, though. She never says anything.
Yeah, but Trayvon Martin's daddy, his girlfriend, I think she said something about how she cared about Trayvon, too. Like, girl, okay, yeah, you cared.
We don't care, sweetie.
We created and birthed him, so
literally,
you can go sit down.
No one asked because no one cares how you feel.
You cared about Trayvon. That's nice. However, he has parents and we're going to focus on
them. Yeah, we're going to worry about them.
You just sit your ass on down somewhere. And so I think probably Gabrielle Union is staying out of it completely, which is the best course of action.
And I mean, she's got her basketball boyfriend and like a new show coming out.
Right. And she has her own career and her own money and her own everything. So I'm sure she does not want to get involved with the trifles of her man, so.
Maybe best she didn't. Anyway, well, that's our week in bullshit.
Great.
So let's move forward, shall we?
Yeah.
So, people, I know that you are still probably trying to catch up on some of your favorite shows, like me. I mean, I'm finishing up with Sabrina and Dragon Ball Z at this point. I'm a nerd. Don't worry about me. But worry about yourself. In this free extended trial, they got over here at HuluPlus.com/TheRead. Take advantage of it right now. It's an awesome way to support the show and to get your visual life.
I am still making my way through the Cosby Show and all 8 seasons, and it's just so much fun. HuluPlus.com/TheRead. That's where you go to sign up for a free 2-week trial. It's regularly $7.99 a month, but you're getting this great offer just through us. You can watch on so many different devices. You can pause your shows and come back. It's so much fun. Don't forget to head over right now. Sign up. Claim your 2 weeks.
HuluPlus.com/TheRead. I've seen a lot of you people talking about you using it and loving it. So if that's not you, go get your life. It's free, girl. You'll love it. All right, let's continue. So, my fave.
Yay!
Our letters from home.
I'm so excited to do these. As always, you guys send in your questions to asktheread@gmail.com and we will pick some out and read them aloud on the show. You guys are ready? Let's go ahead and get started.
Okay.
Our first letter comes from someone who says that she would like to be addressed as more confused than Paula Patton at the BET Awards.
Wait, what?
That's her name. This is signed from someone who calls...
We'll call her Confused.
Confused, Ed. I have an amazing 3-year-old by a fuckboy.
Well...
He hadn't shown his true colors for the first 3 years that we dated, but after he raped me and told me to get an abortion.
Whoa.
Sorry.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Okay.
He decided very casually went right.
Well,
there.
I guess because I've already read it, so I had that reaction already. But
trigger warning.
Sorry. Ooh, yeah. Well, he decided that he didn't want to be a father. The problem is that I grew up without a father around, and I desperately want my son to have his. My family and my boyfriend of 2 years despise him. I don't blame them. I do too. He's now matured, quote unquote, in his own eyes, I guess, and he suddenly wants to be a father to our son and apologize for how badly he's treated us in the past. He's even blamed the rape on being drunk and apologized for that, which I didn't accept. But should I be keeping my child far away from him, or should I try and co-parent with him in hopes that one day he'll grow up for real? Just two extra bits of info. Number one, he acts so much like Stevie J, it's scary, but I'm no Mimi. And number two, he doesn't have parental rights to our son.
The answer is no. Fuck him. He's lucky that he's not either dead or behind bars. Your child does not necessarily need his biological father as much as he just needs a father figure. You got a man. Cherish that relationship. If your boyfriend right now is fond of your son and is a father figure, that's all the fuck you need. Fuck that nigga. Fuck everything about him. Fuck his DNA. Fuck his lineage. Fuck him. The end. Good day.
Yeah.
He does not ever need to see that child. He does not ever need to speak to that child. He does not even need to know the child's name. In fact, tell your child to change his name when he gets to legal age so that this man knows literally nothing about him. Like, keep him as far away from that fuck nigga as possible. Fuck his breath. Fuck his nostrils. Fuck him.
Okay.
Fuck him.
Okay.
Yeah,
I think
I agree.
I mean, yeah, but damn.
There's no way that you can't co-sign with that. I mean, I think from the beginning, she knew the answer and she really just needs our little extra bit of encouragement. But if this guy raped you and then he can't even own up to it and he's going to blame alcohol and not take responsibility for what he did, then clearly, like, that is the first thing that you... That told you everything about the type of person that he is. And that's not someone that you want around your child.
The answer is no. He's a rapist. The answer is no. He's a fuckboy. Fuck him. Keep him away from your child and every other person that you care about. Well, if you care about your grass, keep him away from it.
I know a lot of women go through this when they realize that they're pregnant by somebody who ain't shit. And they're like, damn, you know, I didn't have my daddy and I didn't want this same situation for my own child. And in a lot of cases, I feel like women go too far in trying to accommodate the other parent because they want that so badly for their children. Like, they want for their child to have two parents so badly that they'll put up with an ungodly amount of bullshit to deal with it. And girl,
no dad is better than a dad that's shitty.
The fact that exactly. Having a daddy around is not like being in a better position if your dad is a fuckboy. Like, if he's just an asshole and a shithead, girl, it's not worth it. It's actually hurting your son.
With no father.
There you go.
Grow up with a father.
I know some moms who are great moms and dads, and, you know, do what you have to do.
Of course, I understand where you're coming from in feeling that you want your child to have his parents. But like I said, he doesn't need to have his biological father. If you really want him to have that male figure in his life, he can have a father figure and that's it. If not, nigga, I don't know what else to tell you. Have him listen to some Jeezy. I don't know, like, be his daddy. I don't know, like, keep that nigga away from your baby.
Okay, I think you've made it clear.
Fuck all of him. Fuck every molecule.
Okay, let's just move right on. Jesus H. This movie. Are you fucking kidding me? What am I on? This letter is from Jared, who wrote, I'm 21 and a senior in college. I've been in an almost 2-year relationship with the most awesome man in the world. He's so good to me and has helped me get through things that I couldn't have called on my closest friends to help with. Here's the thing. We live together and we've been living together off and on since we've been dating. Every day it's him and I, me and him, us, we all the time. Upon graduation, he's planning to go into the Peace Corps and I'll be going to film school. I am totally afraid that as soon as he is gone, I'm offering my hot pocket and my heart to the first thing that gets my microwave cooking, because I'm going to need something physical all the time. And two, because I'm way too fine to be sleeping alone or attempting to have Skype sex with my boyfriend across 6 seas. So my question is, what am I supposed to do for 2 years?
Where I'm going are
you? Home. Sit your ass.
No.
Get home. Your ass down. Sit your ass down.
Oh, this is.
So anyway, my question is, what am I supposed to do for 2 years? The smart part of me says stay. You and he can go far. You just have to be patient. But the other part says find someone else. You'll fade away eventually. You'll be too far apart. I have to make a move fast. And this is the last go round before life gets real and I graduate. What should I do?
Wait, did he call his butthole a hot pocket? Because that is really gross.
Yeah, that's what was said.
That is so gross.
Because when you think about like the dynamics of a hot pocket.
Okay, you know what?
There's like pepperoni in there.
And cheeses.
And it oozes
and
out.
Grease.
Like, no.
But I mean, a lot of people say that. And I guess
and it burns you the first
it.
Time you bite into it.
It burns you when you bite it.
Ew, see,
this is disgusting.
That's disgusting.
Okay.
That's,
well, thank you so much.
Girl, I ain't got no goddamn advice for you. This is cut and dry. It seems just like a previous letter
I
that
don't
you're
think that's
looking
cut
for.
And dry.
I think it's cut and dry. You guys need to
you
break
either,
up.
If you need somebody to fill your bussy, that bad bitch, break up with him and then go do what you gotta do. But that says a lot about your character. It just does. If you feel like
you're so offended.
I am, because it's not like if you feel like you need sexual attention that bad that you separating and staying together, you'll like cheat on him or something. Then it just says like, it's like, okay, that means you're putting sexual gratification above this guy.
So you don't
and
really
your relationship.
Love this person.
Right.
So then
you could love him, but you love dick more. And if that's how you feel, then girl, break up with him and go get your life. Make sure you use condoms, plenty of lube. I don't have anything else to say to you about that. Like I said, I think it's cut and dry. It's very easy.
I mean, but it's a 2-year relationship. I feel like it's so dumb to just throw that away. Because
wait,
they've been, so do I.
They've been together for 2 years and then they'll be apart for another 2 years. Is that what?
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's going to be in the Peace Corps, though. It's not like he's going to be in jail for 2 years.
Yeah,
like,
you know what? There's nothing wrong with breaking up. And then if you guys are meant to be together 2 years from now, getting back together.
Communicate to him if you want to and be like, so look.
I mean, do you really feel like if your partner, I feel like if my partner went to the fucking Peace Corps, I could find it in me to just not have sex.
Well, clearly this guy can't.
I literally could do that.
I really feel like I could do that. Like that would not be that hard for me.
Because if you're in, that's the difference between you and this person. If you are in love with someone, you will wait. Everyone says, oh, I could never do long distance. And you know what? I said the exact same thing last time I was here. When you meet the right person, suddenly you will do things that you never thought you would do. This guy, I'm sorry to tell you, you are not in love with this guy and you think that you are. Maybe he is really great at eating your Hot Pocket, but there are lots
Jesus.
Of other people out there who can do the exact same thing. And clearly that's what you want because Woo. You've decided.
That's dumb though, because if you're like, if this is a homosexual relationship, I'm going to tell you one goddamn thing, bitch. If you've been in this relationship for 2 years, that's like 10 for gay males. Okay. So like you could run around here if you want to and try and play these games with the rest of these queens, but it's going to be a while before you find some shit that's going to last that long again, girl. Cherish what the fuck you have. If you got a little bit of money,
that's
there are places
saying.
That you can go to where you can make a mold out of his penis. That way you're getting his dick for as long as you need
what?
Until he gets back. It's true. There are places where you can buy like dick molds
okay.
and make like a dildo
okay.
out of your. I've seen it on like Real Sex.
Yeah,
and stuff.
I have learned so much about gay okay. sex from listening to the read.
My
no,
God.
Like straight people do it all the time.
I know, but I didn't know about like why.
Okay.
Woo.
It can come in handy.
I feel like we should be encouraging Jared to try and make it work. Like I
That's
feel like
what I'm trying to do. But Jared said that she is so damn fine that she can't be in her bed by her damn self. Like, okay, well, girl. Well, you figure it out.
Jared, I mean, why would you throw away somebody that you've obviously, you know, felt compelled to stay with for this long? Like, do you know how hard it is to find somebody out here who's worth a damn? Like, it's a struggle, girl.
Can
Why
I
are
just
you?
Leave?
No, you cannot. You have to sit here and listen to this. Like, come on, Jared. It's so hard to find somebody out here who's not going to lie to you and dick around on you and has a job and is about shit and, like, is trying to learn and read things. And, like, come on now. You just go throw all that away. Like,
yep. They are.
You thought this nigga was going to prison for 2 years for our.
Right.
Like,
he's going to the fucking Peace Corps. Poor Jared. Come on.
Oh, like he committed murder in the first degree. Like he ain't shit or something.
If you break up with him, somebody who realizes what a great catch he is going to snap his ass up. And when you realize it, it's going to be too late.
And it's going to burn.
Wait,
like a hot pocket out the microwave.
Okay, gotcha. I just wanted to make sure we were still talking about the hot pocket.
Just so much.
Good luck. Next.
All right. Our last letter comes from Kay, who said, I'm a 21-year-old senior in college. Oh, that's a second senior in college. Anyway, and I'm currently working as an intern, a part of a program implemented by the mayor. The program offers pretty good connections and a wide range of opportunities to learn about city government, politics, and other things I enjoy as a political science major. The only thing is that the internship is unpaid, and sometimes I feel like free labor. For example, I've been stuffing 400 envelopes while spending my lunch collecting data and creating spreadsheets. It's okay. My boss commended me on my last project on creating statistical data. The pat on the back felt good since I'm terrible with math, but I know we all have to start from the bottom, but I feel like I'm under the barrel. How do you guys feel about unpaid internships? Have you ever done one? What advice would you give to college students who want to gain the most out of their experience in lieu of a paycheck? Are we wasting our time and should just go get a real job instead of working for free?
Internships are just a part of college. It's something that you do. It's, you know, most of them are unpaid, and the interns that do get paid usually make less than people in prison. So it's not even like,
no, like it's not that bad.
I always had paid internships. I couldn't afford to take an unpaid internship.
Right.
I just did them wherever I was working.
I did an unpaid internship when I think I was like 19 or 20, and it was rough. But you either do it or you don't. Like, the purpose of the internship is, to me, more than just like college credit. It's about networking and it's about experience. So if you feel like you're not getting anything out of it, and you also, you know, you over here struggling, then do what you know is best for you. Clearly you can't survive on ramen alone.
Here's the thing about unpaid internships. I think there are ones that are definitely worthwhile, but it sounds like these people are really just using you for free labor, because when you go to an internship, you're supposed to learn something. Yeah. If they're asking you to put together spreadsheets and balance shit on your own, you're not learning anything. You're doing someone else's job. So if you really want to stay there and you want to get something out of it, I would go to whoever your supervisor is and explain to them, like, I've made these spreadsheets, I've done blah, 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 but I want to learn actually how you do your job. I want to learn about the actual field that I'm in.
You're supposed to come out of an internship with knowledge about whatever the fuck it was that you were doing or interning for. So, like, you know, it's like I said, it's more so, it's less about like college credit and the job itself, and more so about meeting people and learning and getting the experience that you're looking for. If you're not getting that from this, then go do something else.
Right. Like, I kind of go back and forth on the whole paid versus unpaid internships thing. Like, I think if possible, then you should try to get a paid one, because I don't feel like your work should go uncompensated. But I do think that in some circumstances, it's okay to take an unpaid internship if you're getting something out of it that makes you feel like your time is worth it.
Listen, if you're trying to... I don't even know. If you're trying to own like your own advertising company, let's say, and you're interning for a few months, and every day you go in and you sort people's mail and bring people coffee and go home and you learn nothing, you're wasting time.
Yeah. You're wasting time and you're free labor.
You should be in pitch meetings with them. You should see like how they're putting together presentations.
Right.
You should be shadowing other people in the field. Like, right. Okay. So
not stuffing envelopes and putting together.
I mean, you can be doing those things too. But at the end of the day, when you go home, you need to be like, when you're done with this internship, you need to be like, damn, that was a great experience. I feel more prepared to do X, Y, and Z.
The biggest piece of advice is when you go in to interview for your internship, like, you should be interviewing them as much as they're interviewing you. Like, you should ask them, like, what do your interns learn when they leave here that they didn't learn before? Or, you know, whatever the field is, what are the things that you want to get out of it? And ask them, are there going to be opportunities for me to go on meetings with you? Are there going to be opportunities for me to put together mock-ups for brands or whatever it is that the industry is? Ask them those questions and show them that you really want to be a part of the business, not just someone that stuffs envelopes.
Right, because if you're not doing anything else and you're not getting paid for it, girl, you might as well just go get a job doing the exact same thing.
Yeah, if you stuff in envelopes, then you ought to be getting your $9 an hour or whatever the fuck they pay to stuff envelopes. Like, that is
not... Unless you're stuffing envelopes at Vogue.
I mean, yeah, of course, there's always, you know, insane exceptions. If Beyonce wants you to come do something, you're going to go do it. It doesn't matter what she's paying you, if she's paying you, where you're going, none of that. You can't communicate with your family. It's fine. You're going to drop everything and go do it. Like, there's always exceptions. But, I mean, if you interning at some regular ass run of the mill company and all you doing is pouring people's coffee, girl, you need to be getting paid for that. Or you need to go do something else, because you could be sitting at home for free.
Okay.
That's it. Don't forget to send all your questions to asktheread@gmail.com. Please use that email box to send us questions. And that's it.
All right.
Hola, amigos. See, I am learning all that great Spanish that I told you guys about through that audiobook that I downloaded at audible.com. You can do the same thing. We're offering a 30-day trial for you to sign up with Audible, learn what they're about. It's so much fun. All the different books you can download. Get started at audiblepodcast.com/read.
Listen, I know I've told you all about The Four Agreements and how much I love that book. So I'm just going to go ahead and also recommend that you read Mindy Kaling's book, Is Everyone Hanging Out Without Me and Other Concerns? It's hilarious. It's relatable for me anyway.
Yeah, it is.
And I love her and I love the book. It's available right now. You can go and check it out at audiblepodcast.com/read. You get a free audiobook and a free 30-day trial. It's awesome. It's awesome.
We made up a word for how great it is.
Yeah.
You can read on different devices. You can switch back and forth on your Kindle between reading and listening. There's just all kinds of fun options. Log on now for your free audiobook and a free 30-day trial. That's audiblepodcast.com/READ.
All right. So we've come down to the end of the show this week.
Already,
the more aggressive
so soon.
Portion. Do you have your read prepared?
I may. Do you have yours?
I do.
Miss Chesley, do you have one?
Yes, I do.
So who wants to go first? It's not Kid Fury.
Oh, okay. Well, Chesley's our guest.
Are you really going to make your guest go first? Okay, that's fine. that's really
it's an honor.
Okay. So, you know, as I'm getting older, I'm approaching the golden ripe age. And I've been told that as you turn 30, you like have a lower tolerance for bullshit. And I'm really finding this to be the case, especially when it comes to relationships with people. Like, there's just certain people in your life, you get to a point where you're like, we're not supposed to be friends. Bye. This is over. We're just not gonna be friends anymore. This is for the people that when you try to end a friendship with them, it's like fucking breaking up with someone. They like refuse to let the friendship end. They're just like stalking you, like, what's going on? Why aren't you hanging out with me? Like, no, I won't take no for an answer. Blah, blah, blah. Like, just coming back at you. And I had recently a huge experience with this. I talked about it a little bit on my blog. After the Zimmerman verdict, I had a few people I had to let go on Facebook. Just had to let them go. Yeah. They were just saying some shit that I was not okay with. I was going back and forth with them. And then I got to a point where I was like, you know what? I'm not going to do this anymore. I guess you were just someone that I'm not going to be friends with. And this person in particular would not let it go. Sent me like 5 emails just yelling at me, screaming at me. My grandfather was an Irish slave. Someone called me a honky one time and I understand what it's like. And I was like, no, what? No.
You're
what?
What?
What does that have to do with anything? Jeez. This person, long story short, we were talking about the racial profiling that went on in the case, and he stormed into the conversation on Facebook and was telling us that racism is a social construct and we need to stop thinking about it. And if we stop talking about racism, it will end, and we should be talking about drone strikes and, you know, things going on in Chicago and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, listen, white boy, you need to shut up when black people are talking about racism because you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. So thank you. Please stop. He kept going.
He kept going.
Okay. You know, we just need to stop talking about racism, you guys. Let's just stop talking about it. And so I deleted him off my Facebook. And after I like explained to him what happened, and I said, listen, don't talk to me unless you're going to apologize. This relationship is over. Right. He texts me a picture of Morgan Freeman. There's a Morgan Freeman like meme where apparently an interviewer asked him, how do we end racism? And he said, stop talking about it. And he was like, look, Morgan Freeman agrees with me.
Oh.
And I was like, well, the wise Negro said we should stop talking about racism. You know what? Morgan Freeman said it. So I guess you're fucking right. He sent me this long ass text message. Oh my God. Literally my response back was, please do not text me. anymore. And then he texted me like 30 more times. And I was like, listen, it's not me, it's you. I don't want to fucking be friends with you. The relationship is over, okay? I don't want to talk to you anymore. You are a fucking racist, okay? The minute you start telling me how to deal with being black and how you, someone called you a honky one time and it really hurt your little fifis, I don't give a fuck. I really don't care. And the fact that he sent me like 30 text messages badgering me, and every single one just was worse. Like, you know what? I'm really disappointed in you. I really thought you were better than this. You need to watch this movie and this happened. And you also need to like look at this paragraph that I'm going to write. And I'm like, no, I don't need to do any of those things.
Right. Actually, you know, another thing Morgan Freeman said, I don't have to do anything but stay black and die. You should have sent him a meme of that.
I just really, I can't, I'm not here for white people telling me about racism. Like, people that have not experienced racism telling me what it's like.
Work.
And then you're going to tell me to watch a movie that's written by somebody else who's never experienced racism. Like, no, I really don't give a fuck. You either are going to apologize to me or we're not going to talk anymore.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be a breakup. Like, I had no romantic relationship with you. Like, when it's over, it's over. And you need to know how to say goodbye to certain people in your lives. And they need to get over it. Like,
right. That sounds like he was more like wanting to be right.
But yeah. But that's what I mean is that like he couldn't take the fact that I just don't agree with you. Right. I don't agree with you. And I don't want to talk to you about this anymore. Like this door is now closed.
Right. So let it go.
So let it go.
It's not so much that you need to be harassing me about it, motherfucker. I said no shit. The end, nigga. Damn.
Goodbye.
The end. And I'd had other friendships like that before. Not necessarily ones where they had to like yell at me, but they just had to keep like pressing the issue of like, why aren't we hanging out more? Like, what's going on with us? And it's like, we're not right for each other as friends.
Right.
And
it's over.
Bye. And I don't want to talk to you anymore. So when it's over. Let it go, people.
That's great advice.
Woo.
I'm telling you, you text me if I don't want to be your friend anymore. I just won't text you back. Eventually, you'll get it.
Oh, is that what that means?
Yeah.
Okay. Because you're bad at texting back, so.
Excuse me?
Don't even. Fix your face.
It's not my fault that you go to work at 9 o'clock in the morning and send me a text at 9:30, but you know I'm asleep.
9:30 is a reasonable hour to expect you to get your ass up and reply to a text message. It really is. It's not asking for the world. 9:30 is not even early.
Well, I get up when I want.
Okay. Well, fuck you.
All right.
Do you have a read?
Yeah, but I'm not going.
Okay, well, I'm going to pass my read.
Pass the read like we used to.
Because I've never done it before, and I'm very excited to do it for the first time.
All right.
This read, look at your little face. This read comes from Tosh, and it says, I can't stand people, especially fuckboys, who screw up and then act like nothing ever happened. No, bitch, it happened. I remember. And for you to sit there with that fake ass smile and pretending that it didn't is insulting. Be real and own up to what you did. Don't get mad at me because I'm reacting to your previous actions. Take responsibility for anything you may have done because guess what? I don't like you. We ain't cool. I'm not your friend. Let me say it again. We are not friends. So don't talk to me. Don't message me. Don't ask me how I'm doing. And don't expect me to be nice. Expect me to be respectful if I even decide to reply, but don't expect kindness because frankly I don't give a solitary fuck about your feelings, you weak ass motherfucker. Fuck you with a screw, bitch, and drive that shit in.
Fuck you with a screw and drive that in.
Yes,
that was phenomenal.
That's what I said.
How did I think
said work, Tasha. I will be implementing that into my vocabulary. Sometimes you just get fed the fuck up, and I know that friends have arguments with other friends all the time. People fall out, blah, 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 whatever.
She really did describe like almost every nigga on earth.
But you cannot come back into my life without acknowledging that you did something fucked up. That's what I'm like. I completely feel
Tasha on
that. What is so
hard about that?
Why is it? Why do people niggas be like, I mean, damn, it was like 2 weeks ago. Like, okay, nigga, we still ain't talked about it. So
people just don't want to ever apologize. It's like really like
it's so easy.
Apologizing,
it's
just
so
get easy. It out of the way. And then or they give one of those like fake apologies. Like, I'm sorry that you felt that way about that thing.
Which
that
is
I
some
did.
Bullshit.
Right. That's actually that's my fave.
stand it when people do that. Like, yeah. No, you don't feel bad. You're not sorry because that I feel a way.
Right.
You're sorry that you made me feel this way. You are sorry that you did something.
Right.
So that's say what you did and then say sorry and then say that you're not going to do it again.
But that's something that people do when they intentionally are like, girl, like, I'm not.
Right. That's when they're really not.
Some people give that as a legit one. Like,
right.
I'm really
but that's
sorry
why
that you
it's my
thing
because it's like, girl, I will only say I'm sorry you feel that way if you're like in your feelings and I don't care.
That's because you're such a mean little sum bitch, but
I only do it when I don't give a shit, which is like 90%.
I don't like saying that I'm sorry either, which is why I make it a point to be right as often as possible. I will not argue about something unless I feel very certain that I'm correct. And by employing this method, I avoid saying I'm sorry a lot. But when I do have to, you know, occasionally, even somebody such as myself will slip up and occasionally I do have to say I'm sorry, I will at least acknowledge what the fuck I did wrong. I will at least say, okay, girl, you know what? I told everybody you caught herpes in 10th grade and it was really my fault and I'm fucking sorry. Like, I regret the fuck out of that and I feel really bad. I will at least say that.
It's really not that hard.
It shouldn't be. But apparently for niggas,
you know
it is.
How motherfuckers are, though.
Well.
Thanks, Tasha.
Moving right along.
Mm-hmm.
My read for this week is going to be directed to the Lay's Potato Chip Company.
You silly ass bitch. I'm going home. Like, Nick, this is so fucking dumb. He's about to...
I don't. Shut your mouth. Because Lay's may be low-key racist. No, we need to take this seriously.
Oh, is this about the chicken?
Listen. So Lay's potato chips had this special campaign they were doing. Girl,
oh my God,
that was an explosion.
Choking right now.
Listen,
no, I'm good.
Lay's potato chips had this little special campaign where they released 3 limited edition specialty flavors of their chips. And people were supposed to vote for whichever ones they liked the best. And they were going to keep those like on shelves. The 3 flavors that they released were cheesy garlic bread, sriracha, and chicken and waffles. So listen.
This motherfucker is mad over some chips.
Although it doesn't really matter. Cheesy garlic bread won. But you can still find some of those other chips on the shelf. Now, I'm a huge fan of chicken and waffles, as a lot of other niggas are. It's just like a black thing for most of us. We just enjoy chicken with waffles. I don't know if the nigga named Roscoe actually did invent. I don't know how that happened. I don't know who was the first person to think of it. I don't care. All I know is niggas love chicken with waffles. It's delicious.
It just is.
So.
I love a sweet and a meat.
That's what it is.
Sweet and a meat.
It's a sweet and a meat.
Sorry.
So, listen. No, this is serious.
No, it is. It's very serious.
Sorry.
So, when niggas found out that Lay's was doing chicken waffles flavor chip, we were all like low-key excited, but kind of skeptical, because it's like, how do you do that? Most of the times with flavors of chips, it's usually another flavor or like a seasoning or a spice, like salt and vinegar, barbecue chip, sour cream and onion, that kind of thing. Chicken and waffle, like, how is this gonna happen?
This nigga's a chip connoisseur.
So the other day I went down to my precious deli where I got all of my snacks, and I was already under the influence of a wonderful plant, and they had the chips on the shelves. It was the first time I'd ever seen them in person. And so I was like, okay, let me go ahead and grab these. I'm already high, so I might as well, like, it's probably going to be, like, that much better, right?
Right.
These chips taste like maple syrup and ramen noodle seasoning. They taste like honey. They taste like honey roasted gooch. Like,
ew.
They're so gross. Like, I couldn't even eat them. Like, they weren't even like, okay. They weren't even like, oh, these aren't as good as I thought they were going to. They're disgusting.
Did you say honey roasted gooch, though?
They taste like sugar-coated taint. They're horrible. Like, they're so gross.
Kind of like
Francesca.
A Hot Pocket? No?
No.
No.
Not,
no. No, because
they're so
I'll tell you later.
Disgusting. Like, it's like they're unbearable. unbearably bad. And I just feel like, first of all, you did this for niggas. Like, y'all knew that black people were going to buy these goddamn chicken and waffles chips because we were fucking interested. We had, you know, these like little fantasies of how delicious these goddamn chips were going to be. And we were going to buy them for fucking all-star games and for the NFL whenever that shit came around or whatever. Like, you knew niggas were going to buy these chips. For you to disrespect the legacy of chicken and waffles like this with this bullshit ass chip. Bitch, how dare you? I feel like Lay's potato chips has disrespected the entire black community, and I want an apology. Because those chips are just infernal creations. Those are the most horrifying. Like, it is, girl, I threw them away. Like, I couldn't even lie. And I was...
Well, I think Lay's is owned by Pepsi, which is owned by Beyonce. So maybe if you tell Beyonce...
No.
Oh. I was going to say, if Beyonce knew that one of her products was...
No.
Oh, okay.
Because Beyonce does not own Pepsi.
Yeah, sure she does.
No, no.
Yeah.
No, no.
Yeah.
And Beyonce did... She did our community... justice, because Popeyes now has chicken and waffle tenders. And if you want to try something chicken and waffly on the go, you can go ahead and go get those. Because they're pretty good. But not these raggedy ass, downtrodden, bastardized ass chips that Lay's created knowing that niggas were going to be excited about it. They taste like piss. Don't buy them. They're fucking horrible.
It should have been like a fried chicken disc with like a maple syrup flavoring sprinkled on the top.
No.
Yeah, kind of like a chicken nugget, but flat and fried.
Lays can't put that in a potato chip.
Yeah, no, you can't make a...
Kind of like pork rinds, except with chicken skin. And then you spray it with a little sweet.
No more from you.
That sounds disgusting.
It sounds so good.
It's like a chicken pork rind?
Yeah, like pork rinds, except made out of chicken skin.
No.
Are you shitting me? This will be delicious.
Crystal, no more from you.
Mm-mm.
That is horrendous.
Well, anyway.
Those chips, like, seriously, don't, like, I think they cost $1.09, and I want every single one of my pennies back. Every last doubloon, I want them back, because those chips were absolutely, like, who the fuck, which one of you hoes at Lay's tasted those chips and were like, yep, let's put these on the shelf. These are banging. They are, like, almost inedible. It tastes like you're eating wood chips or something. Or, like, Jared's Hot Pocket. Like, they're gross. They're gross, and I feel disrespected as a black man in America.
Just flip your hair.
I used, like, the cord of my headphones as a...
Hair flip.
The hair flip.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
I'm finished.
Thank you so much for telling us about this new attack on the black community. I hope y'all address this in church on Sunday. I hope that
something needs to be done about this. We cannot continue to let these injustices take place. No, I'm serious.
I know you are. So, yeah.
Because the Asian people got their sriracha flavor, the white folk got their cheese and garlic bread flavor, and the niggas got pissed. We got honey covered ass cheek in these goddamn... No, I
but
don't.
But also, niggas love spicy, and sriracha is hot, so...
Yeah, but sriracha is an Asian thing.
Okay. Thank you so much for letting us know. Y'all, we need to mobilize across the country
and
get these task forces started.
Maybe if I put some sriracha on... No.
No, nothing no, no. Don't buy no more. As always, you guys, if you have a read that you want to submit to the show, whether it be about something as crazily blackish as the flavor of some fucking potato chips, please send that.
They are disgusting. It's like you don't believe
Lay's stock is plummeting right now because of you.
Lay's going to have to sponsor the show or something to get back on your good side.
They are horrendous.
Send your reads to pastthereed@gmail.com.
I've never tasted a potato chip that was so bad in my life. And Lay's is like classic.
Yeah.
Like
the plain Lay's, nigga. Remember when they had that whole you can't eat just one, nigga? I never could eat just
because
one.
Because it's not possible.
It's fucking delicious. It's like little buttery sex pieces in a big ass bag, nigga. Of course I'm gonna eat all this.
How could you fuck up here? How could this be it? You've had your classic original.
Nigga.
You've had sour cream and onion.
Nigga.
You've had salt and vinegar. You've had barbecue.
Nigga.
You've had ranch.
Nigga.
You've had like all of these delicious. How could you fuck up when black people wanted you them? I'm leaving.
Even the honey barbecue. Like, it was a honey barbecue.
Ooh,
that's good, too.
The honey barbecue. Sweet and meat.
They even have a ketchup flavor.
You guys, listen, you guys, the first time I said it, I don't think you believed me, but I love a sweet and a meat, a sweet and a meat. It's so good.
Are you going to do your Britney Spears impression?
Oh my God, listen, you guys, I have a treat for you.
Okay, I can't wait.
All right, so we're pretty much done.
Yeah, now we're having fun.
And before we go, we need to let you all know to go over to HuluPlus.com/read and enjoy the gifts that they have. If you want to catch up on Love & Hip Hop Atlanta before this reunion.
I don't know why you would.
But, I mean, hey.
But if you do.
I'm really hoping they never put this back on TV ever again. So the point is HuluPlus.com/read. Go on over there. Get your life. Don't forget to email us with questions. And, you know, advice or whatever the fuck you want at asktheread@gmail.com. If you have a read, like Crystal said, passtheread@gmail.com. Visit us at thisistheread.com.
Oh, you like running through all the credits. I cannot wait to hear what Jessica Lee's going to do, though.
And follow us on Twitter and Tumblr and all of those great things, YouTube. And go. Take it away.
Okay.
I'm like dying for this.
So I'm really excited. I'm practicing a really fun Britney impression for you guys because I was so excited to hear how much you love In the Zone.
Yes.
And because Beyonce is this weekend, I thought I could do a Britney Beyonce mashup for you.
Oh, hell no.
Are you ready?
No.
Go for it.
They love the way I walk because I walk with a vengeance. You got it. And they listen to me when I talk, cause I ain't pretending.
I'm going home. Alright, I've been trying to let you.
It took a while, but I understand just where I'm going.
No!
I've seen
the world and I know who I am.
No!
And I bet you I run this. I'm a grown woman. I can do whatever I want. I can be fast if I want. So the key is to sound like a baby crying and shitting at the same time. That's what you do. Just, I'm a grown woman. I can do whatever I want.
How is this even happening?
Tell everyone where to find you.
I'm on the internet as Cheska Lee, CHESCALEIGH. You can follow me on Twitter and YouTube. I post videos every Friday on my comedy channel. So, yeah, check me out on Fridays.
And there's also Cheska Locks.
And Cheska Locks is my hair channel. I post every Sunday. I'm doing like hair, beauty, fun stuff. So, yeah, follow me on the internet. Let's hang out.
Don't forget to check out ixorabb.com. Use code THEREAD15 for 15% off your first purchase. And for everybody internationally, she does ship overseas. So
someone
head
sent
on
us
over.
A tweet and said that they just got the luxury kisses mango peach thing and that they're living for it.
Yes.
And they don't send really wild, disrespectful messages to their customers.
We do business with classy girls. So. Like the lady at Ixora. So head on over there. Anything else, Kid Fury, from you?
I'm just ready to go see Beyonce.
Me too. My soul says yes. Ugh. Yes! Actually, that's what my soul says. My soul says yes.
All right. We'll see you guys next week.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
They're customers.
We do business with classy girls. So. Like the lady at Ixora. So head on over there. Anything else, Kid Fury, from you?
I'm just ready to go see Beyonce.
Me too. My soul says yes. Ugh. Yes! Actually, that's what my soul says. My soul says yes.
All right. We'll see you guys next week.
Bye, guys.
Bye.